Hello everyone, this is Mellow Max and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I had like a brain hiccup there. I was like, did I say that all right? Something felt wrong there. Did I do something wrong? If I did, you can call in this week because the phones are working again. I tried them out earlier. The number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. It is September the 20th. Do you know what that means? That means it's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. I will call you after the show and say hi. Other things that means that Kovatova's new album came out today. You can find that on their Bandcamp or elsewhere by Googling Kovatova, Kovatova. And I'm going to be having a phone interview with Amanda, the lead singer and guitarist of Kovatova. I'm going to be playing a couple of their songs before then as well. If I weren't here, I would be at her album drop party, but alas. And not only will I be here, I will be here for 2 hours, which is why I started off with New York Groove, because I'm back in my 2-hour time slot. 7 to 9 p.m. is highly recommended, full of all the music that I recommend highly every Wednesday. 7 to 9. Highly recommended. Mellow Max. WMFO. Love it. Behind me right now is Francis Bebe with Savannah, Georgia, on a really cool album called African Electronic Music, 1975 to 1982. Very cool album. Would recommend checking it out. Coming up next, we're going to have some unintentionally transport-themed music. Why not? It's that's just what was moving me when I made the playlist. Oof. Anyway. I think I'm going to let the rest of the song play out. Later on in the hour, we're going to have some... In the hours, we're going to have some prog rock. We're going to have some wavy stuff. As always, call in, hit the DJ chat online, sit back, relax, be mellow.
the weather is much better, and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man.
forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. They move down the line, but he stays behind and he'll meditate. But it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good. With God, you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the men will find courage in the words that he said.
Fire roaring at my back. as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine. I'ma be a lover, not a hater. Drink coffee on the weekend with my neighbors. Maybe make tomato soup and some potatoes. Feed the homeless and go home with a halo wrapped around my head. But here I am in bed. Since the morning I've been wishing I was dead. 7 hours slept, how come I'm still wrecked? Call my shrink and tell her that I need a couple pills, because my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? I'ma be a winner, not a loser. Driving in my brand new Chevy Cruiser. I'ma be a hero, not a zero. Fight the fire and go home with the devil's voice inside my head. But here I am in bed. Since the morning I've been wishing I was dead. 7 hours slept, how come I'm still wrecked? Call my shrink and tell her that I need a different pill, because my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? 'Cause my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? Free. I could not wait for a moment, a marshmallow stuck in my teeth. And we can watch the birds fly from their nests. You and I can dream they'll come right back. They stay when it's warm, but the cold is about to snap. Now, but how much?
How about that? So that was the first song. I'm going to play the second song in just a moment, but that was the first song off of Kovatova's brand new album. That was Amanda singing. Those of you who have listened to my show in the past, that was Amazing Amanda, I believe. And yeah, very... I know that song as the birthday song. They call it Tomato Soup. I guess its name is Tomato Soup, but I know it as the song that Amanda sings to everyone at her birthday party each year. And it's very endearing. It's very cute. And it's a great song. So yeah, what could be bad? And yeah, so before that we had Eric Burdon and War with Spill the Wine. Before that, Eric Burdon and the Animals with Sky Pilot, The Motors with Airport, Tom Robinson Band with 2468 Motorway was the first one in that set. And coming up next, we're going to have another song from Kovatova. This one is called Pint Me, and it's I really like this one, and I guess I was originally planning on playing it as a voiceover because it's an instrumental, and I like to do that with instrumentals, but it's just such a good song, it should stand alone. And I think after that song, we're going to have Amanda on the air to talk about the new album.
Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, boom! Thank you.
Wow. I love that song. I think that that is so spectacular. Great job, Amanda. Great job, Kovatova. I'm on the phone with Amanda right now. I'm going to be putting her on air right now. All right. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Max.
Excellent. We can hear you, too. So how's your night going?
It's good. It feels really good to finally be done with this EP.
I bet. So you've been working on this for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, the project kind of started 2 years ago. We recorded the album in a cozy cabin in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire. And we were like, oh, yeah, we'll mix it. We'll make it, like, master it. We'll release it, whatever. And it didn't happen until 2 years later, which I'm not too mad about. You know, I think things are a labor of love and they take time.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's definitely a labor of love, and I gotta say, your mix sounds incredible on the speakers in here. I know that. I mean, you played a couple of your songs in the car, so we could get, you know, the car audio sound. It sounds awesome here in the studio. Congratulations on the mix. Do you have a favorite song on the album? Can I ask that?
I think Tomato Soup has been my favorite for a really, really long time, but I haven't really, like, given the others love because of that up until recently. So I think the process of, like, mixing the album really made me fall back in love with some of these songs. Like, I think once I had a proper mix on the drums and Obi's tune, I was able to kind of, like, appreciate what an awesome song that was. And you know, now that they're all kind of done, it takes me back to when I wrote all these songs, and it is hard to pick a favorite, but Tomato Soup is just a classic, like, indie pop banger. I feel like it's the essence of what I always wanted Kovatova to be, and it was a collaboration from all the bandmates. Yoni wrote most of the lyrics, and we kind of, like, pieced it together to make it nice and groovy, and first we had a first version of it and then a second version, and I just love how it's, like, developed over time.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely nailed groovy. It's funny, the system, when I put in Cozy Cabin, it recognized it on Spinatron, and it picked up the genre as jazz. So it's funny that you said how did you describe it? Tomato Soup?
I don't know, it's like cozy and jazzy and
yeah. And also, like, alt and indie. And, yeah, very groovy. Funky.
Later, I said.
So, did you write all of these before going to the cabin and just record them there? Or were any of them born out of the cabin?
They were all created prior to the cabin. We, you know, developed these songs really carefully. Starting in 2019, after we released our first album, that was really, like, the first album was a collection of songs that I wrote in high school and in my first year of college. So it really, like, we were always writing these songs from, like, 2019 onward, and it didn't turn into what it was until the cabin sessions. We, like, had this idea to record this EP. You know, we'd been sitting on these songs for, like, at least 4 years at that point. We just wanted to, like, record them and get them out there so people could listen to them and enjoy them.
That's awesome. And let's see. So I believe that you've said in the past that Kovatova is no more, but if people like what they're hearing and they want to hear more music by you, is there anything coming up that we should be looking forward to?
Yeah, and I would say Kovatova is not necessarily no more. It's more of like a hiatus. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to keep playing music together. It's just less practical to do that now as, you know, we live in different parts of the U.S. So we're going to try and make more music as we can, and we'll continue to, you know, play together and do things together. But we are going to be releasing music under a new name. It'll be called From the people who brought you Kovatova, the Hebrew to English translation, Good Hat, we bring you Good Hat, a band of more people who were in the band Kovatova. So we'll be making more music, and our bassist Megad, who lives in Philly, has been making music with some of his pals down there under the band name Local Honeymoon. So there's quite a lot of music coming from the members of Kovatova, even if it's not quite Kovatova releasing them.
For sure, for
you
sure.
Know, did you know, Max, that I am currently making a bunch of grilled cheese sandwiches?
I did know that. Are there any funky grilled cheese sandwiches?
Nope.
All pretty normal.
Bread and cheese, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need. Well, I won't hold you up too much longer. Hopefully there is cheese and bread by the time I get there after the show.
Yes. One more question?
Yeah, for me or for you?
You want to ask me one more question?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'll ask you a question if you want.
I mean, if you have a question, go for it. I can ask you another one.
How's your day?
Oh, thank you. My day's pretty good. I spent a couple hours drilling holes in steel, and that was not fabulous. It was fine. It was fine. And I'll have one more question for you. Other than, how was your day? I will ask that, but it doesn't count.
Fabulous.
Good.
It's been a joy to be alive today.
Good. I'm very happy to hear it. And final question is going to be, what are you listening to today? What's been on your listening radar other than your own mixes?
I have been listening to literally my own mixes nonstop all the time for a long, long time. All day I've just been enjoying the masters because they sound excellent, but a couple of bands that I'm enjoying are Noches. They just released a song called Ugly Boy. That's really good. And then Caroline Rose has a song called Genie Becomes a Mom. That's absolutely unbelievable.
Awesome. I think I will play those, or at least one of them, because what was the name of the band for the first one?
Noches.
Noches. Got it. Very cool. Well, thank you for calling in. I'll see you soon, and enjoy your grilled cheeses.
Okay, thanks, Max. Thanks for interviewing me.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, that was lovely, and I'm so glad that our phones are working again. Thank you, Amanda. It was a blast chatting with you. It felt like 10 times more awkward than most of the times when I chat with you. anyway, coming up next, let's see. I have some other things that I want to play, but I think coming up next, while I have your attention and you're thinking about new music, I'm going to play another song that came out September 8th, so 12 days ago. I'll play another song before that one. But I just want to give you advance notice. If you have a pair of headphones that you could put on or speakers, to turn them up, it just envelops you. I'm really excited to listen to it on the sound system here in the studio. The song is by Spoonbill, who I have the pleasure of seeing this Friday at Electric Haze in Worcester. I cannot wait for this show. I've been listening to Spoonbill for like 5 years. He's Australian. He doesn't tour much. It's going to be an incredible show. Before Spoonbill, I'm going to play... Ooh, I should probably play something that will go into it well. What would that be? I don't know. I'll just play it. I hope you've had enough time to grab your listening devices and turn them up. Coming up next, Spoonbill with Out of Bounds.
Bye.
Well, I know that that's a little bit different from what I usually play. But I like that comment a lot, actually. And that's changing what I'm going to play next. My dad just texted me and said, Perry and Kingsley would like this Spoonbill song. And I love that. So for those of you who like early electronic music, Perry and Kingsley Moog pioneers, incredible songs, really cool stuff. I'm gonna play one in the background right now. It's just great sounds. And that's one of the things that I love so much about Spoonbill. He has incredible sounds and great production. The mixes are so cool, and just I don't know how he finds those sounds. They're awesome. And some of his earlier albums are a lot more experimental. I've been saying this for a while, but I'm pretty sure it's true. His first couple of albums were funded as like an artist grant from the Australian government. I'll look into more details on that. But so these songs by Perry and Kingsley came out in like 1966. So it's come a long way in electronic music. But still, that was only 60 years ago, less than 60 years ago, and see how electronic music has evolved. But yeah, great comment, Dad. I appreciate that. Perry and Kingsley would definitely enjoy that, or at the very least, I don't know if they would enjoy it, but they would probably find it interesting, at the very least. A glimpse into the future of electronic music and the past. So yeah, Perry and Kingsley, Spoonbill, great stuff. And if you know the song Popcorn, that was written originally by Popcorn by Hot Butter, that is. That was by either Perry or Kingsley. I don't remember which off the top of my head, but they're a great duo as well. And so coming up next, we're going to get back to my playlist. We're going to have some prog rock, I think, or let me play another Spoonbill song to get a little bit, just because it's all I've been listening to this week. Let's get one of those early, very experimental albums. Let's listen to Rubber Squeegee next. Ooh, or Half a Lamington's a good one. Yeah. That's coming up next. Okay. Anyway, that was The Elephant Never Forgets by Perry and Kingsley. And yeah, if you're in the area and you want to see Spoonbill, do it. I'll see you there.
On her birthday, she ate a Vegemite sandwich, a piece of pavlova, and half a Lamington.
Listen to that drum. Can you beat it? a motor horn, a whistle, a megaphone, a revolver, and a set of cowbells.
And half a Lamington.
Clash. Final crash. The music.
Can you tell me where my country lies? Said the unicorn to his true love's eyes. It lies with me, cried the queen of maybe. For her merchandise, he traded in his prize. He left was signed Old Father Thames. It seems he's drowned selling England by the pound. Citizens of hope and glory, time goes by. It's the time of your life. Easy now, sit you down, chewing through your wimpy dreams. They eat without a sound, digesting England by the pound. Young man says you are what you eat. We'll be right back.
Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they also are the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak, and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face or even more sensitive parts. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.